Welcome back to Alchemy This. Yes, I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Oh, that's right, that Kevin Pollock. What's that? The one from the other night. Ladies and Jews, over the years, I've been annoyingly lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. Well, citizens of the world, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? All right, sure. Lettuce, tomato, a pickle, and a bun didn't come together from a script or a think tank. You dig? That shit was designed in heaven. Speaking of which, not too long ago, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, then offered a podcast of this seemingly magical process? Why, I could call it Alchemy This Time, and I'm not fucking around. Well, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we, in no particular order. Say hello to Joey Greer. Greer today, gone tomorrow. What's your favorite shade of pale?
Neutral.
Sure. Perfect. Jesus. Put on your dancing shoe because we've got Vanessa Raglan. Vanessa, who was your best pal growing up?
Sarah Ziegler. I love you, girl.
That's correct. Hup, Chris Alvarado time. Christopher, did we really land on the moon in 68?
Come on, of course not.
It was 69. Well, why not some Greg Kukowski while we're at it? Cacao, do you remember Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It was a tune of some kind. I hate all those tunes. Yep.
Correct. Continue. Last, but I'll punch you right in the snout if you think I'm lazy, it's James Heaney. James, can I call you Connie Stevens?
That's a woman's name.
Sure.
I prefer maybe Connor Stevens.
All right. Connor Stevens it is. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? Sorry, had a smaller version of me in my throat. First up, Mark Zuckerberg. Today, played by Joey Zuckerberg, is stepping down. But first, he's meeting with several candidates, one at a time, to see who will take his place. We take you to Mark's office, which is just shy the size of Kansas City, Missouri.
I told you to keep the orange rinds on. Please.
I tried.
Okay. Well,
They were just peeling away from the flesh of the orange, Mark. Can't keep everything together around here.
Well, you better keep something together.
Don't talk to me like that.
Forgive me.
I do.
God, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mark?
I'll go under the desk.
Thank you.
Mark, I'm here for my interview. It's me, Larry.
I know, Larry. Come in.
Oh, wow. You've got such a nice office.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Are these books real?
Yes, they're all glass.
Oh.
Larry.
Yeah?
As you know, I'm stepping down from Facebook.
Ooh!
And because of that, someone needs to stand in my stead.
Ooh!
So with that being as it is, I'd like to see if you might be a candidate for that position.
Oh my gosh, I'd love that, Mark. Yeah. Yes, I'll take it.
Well, no, Larry, we're not just giving it right now, Larry.
Of course, several
candidates for this position.
Oh, I'm sure. There's probably a lot of people that want it.
There is a lot of people that want it, Larry.
Okay. Well, what do I got to do?
Well, number one, how many jumping jacks can you do?
Endurance
is a critical part of this position.
Oh, jeez. I could do them right now, but okay.
Three, four, five.
Okay.
I'm doing them with you. Six.
Okay.
Seven.
I mean,
eight.
I could do this for a long time,
I
Mark.
I can do it for a long time, too. Can you keep up?
Okay, I gotta stop. I couldn't count while I was doing it.
Oh, that was good. Larry, that was fantastic.
Wow, you're sweating. Let me get that. Here. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, wow.
You brought your own handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, of course I did. I'm not a dummy. I mean, sometimes I sweat when I get nervous, but I'm not nervous around you, Mark.
I appreciate that. A lot of people feel uncomfortable around me because of my energy.
Mark, your next candidate is here.
Larry, would you please step outside and
wait
in the beanbag?
I didn't even get to...
You're fine. The endurance was enough.
Oh.
Thank you. You'll be... I'll give you a message later.
But there's a lot of... Okay, bye.
It's cramped down here.
Shut up. Stop peeling those oranges.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Sorry. Forgive me.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Connor Stevens. I am obviously American tech guru here to interview for position of Facebook.
Mr. Stevens, your reputation precedes you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. How long Have you loved me?
How long have I loved you?
How long?
I have loved you since Facebook first came out.
Fantastic.
Whenever that was. Whenever I mean, I am American and I've been here the whole time, so.
Of course, of course.
I went to American Very school.
Boston accent, if I could try to locate the region you're from.
Yeah, yeah, I'm from Boston area, right, you know, South Boston.
Of course.
I'm a Southie.
Mr. Stevenson, there is...
Connor Stevens.
Stevens. Excuse me. The security privacy is something that we really are loose about here, okay? It's something that we're...
This is right job for me.
I'm hoping so. Obviously, you know that I need to step down for reasons that the press are making bigger than I believe are.
It is fake news.
It is fake news. And because of that, I need someone else to fill this position.
I'd be happy to. Is the you still have all the data of all the Americans?
All the data. Something that I love to do is draw.
Sorry.
Shut up. Something that I love.
What's going on down there?
Mr. Stevenson, please.
Stevens.
Yes, sir. Please. Please. Can we just focus on the task at hand? I need to fill this position, and I'd hate to put someone in there who's not ready for the job.
I am totally ready for a job.
Are you?
Yes.
What happens if 400 lizards were let loose on the data processing floor?
400? Oh, dear God, what's... Get these lizards out of here. What the fuck is happening?
Exactly, Mr. Stevenson. What would you do?
I'd kill you. I'd kill you, Zuckerberg.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, Mark, you're our next candidate here.
Thank you so much. Mr. Stevenson, please wait out in the beanbags.
Okay, good day.
I'm sorry if my hair tickled your
feet.
Can
you please do that more?
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
What's up, Mark?
How do you do?
Good, man.
Tyler?
Let's cut right to it.
Okay.
You're giving me this job.
Tyler, you know I can't do
Mark,
that.
You're giving me this fucking job, dude.
Tyler, please. This isn't high school. Please.
I know all your fucking secrets and you're a fucking dork.
Tyler.
And you're giving me this. Here, turn around.
Tyler. Tyler.
Say uncle. Say uncle. Say uncle. Who the
fuck? Ow.
I feel like I'm bleeding internally. What's going on?
You should be. That's.
Do you want me to do another one?
Of course I do.
No one threatens my boss slash lover.
Christina Table, thank you very much.
P.S., Mr. Zuckerberg, I'll take that position now.
There's still a lot of lizards here.
Mr. Stevenson, please. Wait in the beanbag.
It's Yakulovich. I mean, Stevens.
Yakulovich, Stevens. Yakulovich, Stevens. Yakulovich, Stevens. Christina, run a name processing right now. I want to see Yakulovich.
I'm in the database.
Yakulovich Stevenson. See if those names cross-reference.
I'm pulling up 15 Yakuloviches. All of them located in North Boston.
Interesting.
Oh. Well, yes, that's what I meant. North Boston. I'm a Southie who moved to North Boston.
So do you identify as North or South?
Identify as both. I mean...
Both.
It can't be a big deal around there. Where are you from, right? Go Celtics, anyway.
Yes, go Celtics.
Go Celtics.
Go Celtics.
Go Celtics.
I'm still alive.
Tyler.
Give me the fucking job.
Tyler, stop. Thank you, Miss Table.
She is very dangerous. It's she good to have somebody formidable at your right hand.
Always. I'm hoping to pass her along to whoever takes this position.
I'll be taking the position.
Possibly.
Mark.
Larry, would you mind stepping back in?
Okay, I had my ear to the door and I was worried that the lizards were going to get out. I'm glad that they didn't.
If you can't handle lizards, you'll never be able to handle this position.
Ow! Oh, jeez.
Are you bleeding internally?
I don't know, but there's something swelling. Oh.
Your body is strong.
Ow.
You don't mind if I start drinking some ice cold borscht, do you?
Of course not.
Okay.
Smells horrible.
It's just beets and garlic.
That is strong, potent. Come in.
Hey! Probably didn't expect to see me. It's the guy who started MySpace.
How are you?
Oh my God, it's Tom.
It's Tom.
I refer to myself as the guy who started MySpace. Here you're having some problems.
Why won't he look at us directly in the face?
He's just side-eyeing us.
I'm pointing over my back. To let you know, you're out of here.
Do you have to wheel that computer in with you?
Yeah.
We know what the profile pic looked like.
Look at this. You can add music now.
Yeah, that's great, Tom. Look, we're trying to fill a position that actually matters here, okay? Mm. For a website that people love and use.
Is that a dead body?
You look borscht.
Well, almost.
Almost, yes.
I've actually been working at Facebook for a long time, so I think I've earned it. And plus, Mark, one of these people in the room is a Russian spy.
Larry, that's
me.
Who is it? It's Tom from MySpace. It's clearly me. Russian spy.
Ow! Hiya! Ow! Ow! Ow!
He knows karate.
Wait, I know you?
I know you.
You both from Boston?
I am from North.
I am also from North.
Wait, you were from the South and then you moved North.
That's right, of course. I mean, my story is consistent.
X4201.
JJK.
He's just saying numbers. Yeah, he doesn't know what you're doing, Tom.
Tom, come on. Okay? We let you in the building. You can have all the coffee.
I broke in.
Okay. Okay, Tom. All right. You broke in.
And I pulled my computer with me.
That's, you did it. You had all the coffee.
The little dolly and everything.
You can have all the treats you want. Okay.
Yeah, those are for free for everybody.
That's right. That's right.
I'm a Russian spy.
Okay, Tom.
That's cool.
All right, Tom. Cool.
You believe me, right?
Yeah, yes. For sure. Yeah, you're definitely a Russian spy. Without a doubt.
I think I have a blood clot in my throat. My throat is really swelling fast.
Larry, just sit with it, all right?
Okay. All right.
Mark, do I have the job or not?
I don't know. I need one more test.
Anything.
I'm thinking of a number 150. Oh, you got it.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, wait a second.
Got it. Tom is now the new head of Facebook.
Okay.
Mark.
Way to go, Dimitri. I mean, Tom from MySpace.
No, you already know. I told you I'm a Russian spy.
Right, Tom.
Yeah, it's
sure,
Dimitri.
Sure.
Cool. I will take over. Well, what are your plans, bud?
Oh, wow. Wow. What are my plans?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm opening a dojo.
Wow. I've been so caught up with who's going to fill this position. I haven't thought about what I'm going
to... I have to sit down. I'm sorry.
What am I going to do? I guess I could start Facebook. No,
are
that's
you taking
already...
Are you taking your hoodie off?
Yeah, I want to feel the wind on top of my head.
That's a lot of tattoos.
Jesus.
Boy, he is cut.
Do you feel the heat?
Oh, Mark, don't jump. Please don't jump.
I think I can fly.
You definitely can't fly, Mark.
Wait, I recognize this.
I think I can fly.
R24622.
J.
I knew it! Oh, God,
on his back?
He's a lizard man!
I'm a lizard man!
Get out of my mouth! Get out of my mouth!
It's so warm in your mouth!
And I'll let you destroy each other.
I'm Tom! I'm Tom now! I'm Tom!
You're Tom. I think you have a lizard man inside a corpse.
Well, just a typical day at Facebook.
Let's shoot on over across town, shall we?
Oh, my God.
Just off Highway 22. It's Carl's Motor Lodge. A fine place to rest your weary head for the night. Behind the counter waiting to register folks from all over is Timmy.
You want a room?
Yes, please. I'd like to stay here overnight.
You don't look like you're from around here.
I'm not. I'm a traveling salesman. I'm just passing through.
Okay. All right, so usually we rent out by the hour, but I assume you want to stay overnight?
I wanted to talk to you about that. If I were to have my girlfriend visit me for 1 to 2 hours, would that be a problem?
I mean, look, let me turn this camera off really quick. All right, let's cut straight. She's a prostitute, right?
I mean, I love her. We have feelings for each other.
Well, are you paying her to have feelings? Are you?
I take care of her.
You do?
Yeah, I pay for her rent.
Wait a second. Are you from out of town?
Yes, I'm a traveling salesman.
Then does she come with you on your travels?
I see the problem, huh? You can help it over here. It does sound kind of weird, whatever y'all got going on.
Bertha, I don't think this is that important. I have this. I can handle the front
desk. I just thought I'd come out. I'm the floor manager. I thought I'd see if I need to manage the floor.
Well,
if you pay $15 extra, the room can come with a bird that can say up to 5 things.
No, thank you.
You can also have that for free. We have birds in most of the rooms.
No, thank you.
Well,
look,
actually,
now that the camera's off, I have something to get off my chest.
What is that thing? Is it a mole? I was noticing in it.
Oh, this is just a necklace. I'll take that off. But I have something to say.
Necklace looks like a mole to me.
It's a stone. It's a stone.
Like a big hairy mole.
I'm a married man.
Oh no.
And
congratulations to her, I'm sure.
Once a year I meet this woman here at this hotel.
I've never seen you, but I'll take your word for it. I get a lot of people through here.
Yeah, I've never seen you either.
Well,
I can't honestly say if I've seen you or not because I had some medical issues, so my recall is not what it used to be.
Just give me a room, please.
With a bird.
No room. I mean, no bird.
No bird.
No room, he said.
One room, no bird. Smoking, please.
Wait a second.
Why is this taking so long?
Are you a cop? You gotta tell me if you're a cop.
That's not true, first of all.
Yeah, you do.
Take your top off.
Bruh, you gotta tell us.
Good girl.
Okay, wait, take my top off.
We gotta see if you're wired, honey.
If I was a cop, I don't think I'd come in here with a wire, but here, well, sure, look. There, happy?
Oh, there's the moles. I knew they was under there.
That's
somewhere.
Also a necklace.
Where's the beef?
Well, good girl. We feed her meat. All
I don't have
birds.
Much time.
You want us to put rose petals or some sort of romance on top of the bed before y'all make love on it?
I just want a key. Room 112, if it's available.
Do you want any beef?
Mark, where's the beef?
Thank you, sweetheart. It's a kiss from mama.
Is there an issue? What's the issue?
Listen, the issue
is... Do you want your room with a side of beef, the lover's special?
No, thank you.
Okay, that was not hard.
One room.
You gotta tell us.
One room, no bird, no beef.
No bird, no beef. One room coming up.
I would just
one room, no bird, no beef coming up. You want stairs?
I want room 112, so that's on the first floor.
It's a pretty specific room.
It's where the...
I don't know if we have cleaned that.
I don't care. I need room 112.
All right, but I'm going to have to accompany you to the room.
Why? What is going on?
I want to see what's in there that's so special.
Where's the beef?
Come here. Get on my finger, Polly.
How do you
okay.
make any money here if you harass every customer?
Oh, we make plenty of money, so don't worry about us. We're doing great, okay?
We don't harass every customer.
Just let me go
to
the room.
Not every customer comes in telling us his little whore's going to be here.
She's my girlfriend.
Okay.
Once a year girlfriend?
Yes.
For a married man?
That's right.
Yeah,
it's romantic. Somebody will write a play about it.
One room, no bird, no beef. You got it, honey. That'll be $19.95.
Where's the beef?
How much is it?
$19.95.
I'll
charge it, Mr. Money Bounce.
Okay,
there's a mole on your finger, too. I don't know where you're getting all them moles. It's covered in moles. That's disgusting. You're lucky you didn't get a room with a bird because birds will eat the moles off your flesh. Charging.
Thank you so much.
Bling, bling.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, hi, y'all.
Hey, honey.
Oh, Lord. Hi, y'all. Hello. Uh-oh, Casey sisters are here. Oh, gosh. I hope you don't mind we bring on Rudu. He's coming in here. He's going to be hunting them birds if we let him out.
So no birds in your room. Got it.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome back, honey. Why you got kicked out of the house? Y'all fumigating again?
Uh-huh.
Okie dokie.
Too much smoke in there to sleep.
I get it.
No place to slay down.
You want beef?
Mm-hmm.
Where's
the beef? Let's get a couple arms length.
Three arms lengths of beef.
And then, oh, hell, just do two.
Two arms lengths of beef.
Quiet now, Rufus, quiet. Oh, Lord.
I'll go take care of them. Timmy, can you finish this up?
Hold on a second. Somebody's got to walk him to room 112.
Timmy.
I was already on my way to my room.
I don't trust you. Somebody's got to see what you're doing.
Okay, well, miss, ma'am, sir.
That was not nice.
It was not nice.
That was not nice.
Your face
is a mystery.
Would you mind walking me to my room, please?
I would love to escort you to your room.
Get your hand off my back, please.
I can't not touch your back if I'm showing you where your room is, genius. Don't. Just move it.
Timmy.
You can't. We can't do this.
Oh, come on now.
We can't do this.
Why? Of course we can. It's all about want.
Yeah, I know, it's just the...
Do you want to, Timmy?
Of course I want to. Of course I want to.
Then why don't we?
It's just that, you know, it gets weird.
Come on. Get a whole bunch of meat. Let's just do it on a meat bed.
Where's the beef?
Where is that beef, huh, Tim?
Sometimes I feel like Polly's going to tell on us if we do it.
Oh, I know. No. This bird don't know that many words. Oh, no, 5 sentences. Where's the beef?
Bruh, I know what you're doing.
I know what you're doing is another one.
Come on. Yeah, I'm telling you, she knows. She knows that we're not supposed to be together.
She's just a bird of beady eyes. She don't know everything that a human does.
Now, Mr. Bird, we brought you into this police station for some questioning. There was a horrific, horrific crime committed on the night of March 26th, 2018. You were the only witness. Please state your name.
Brap.
Oh, shit. I thought this was going to go better. Let me see. What did you see?
You got to tell us.
Okay, you got to tell us. Okay, now, can you give me a name of somebody who was in the room?
Hey, y'all.
I told you this wasn't going to work, Terry.
Where's the beef?
I think it's all helpful. Where's the beef? First of all, tell us.
When am I going to get my dang bird back?
Okay, you know what? We're done here.
I can take my bird now. Yes,
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Hold on, you know.
Who did what?
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
Specifically, though, could you point a finger? I mean,
hey, y'all.
Oh, claw. Jesus Christ. Fuck. Okay. Have a good day.
Don't be rude to the bird. Y'all a couple of humans being rude to a bird. How does that make y'all look? Like a couple of dummies.
Where'd you get this bird?
Where'd I get this bird? You tell me. The Amazon jungle, baby.
I take it that means Amazon.com.
No, I went to the jungle, honey.
The jungle, the actual
Amazon jungle. I got myself 10 birds.
I see.
Welcome to the Amazon jungle.
Wow, this is nice.
This is so nice.
So many birds.
I like this.
Now, how the process works is the bird chooses you. Jesus, you don't choose the bird.
Oh, shit, a lot of them look like they're choosing me.
All right. This is freaking me out. They're coming
come
down
on,
hard.
Baby, come on, baby. Yeah.
You must take them all.
What? Take them all. I'm not sure I can bring these back with cuss. They're spitting at us.
I don't mind it at all.
I'm going to wait in the Jeep.
Pardon me. I asked for a smoking room. 112 used to be smoking, and now there's a no smoking sign.
Well, honestly, we're not allowed to have any smoking in this state anymore. We had to change all our rooms.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a new law.
You have a hickey on your neck?
Oh no, it's not a hickey. It's a bed bug bite.
Very well. Thanks.
Where are you going?
Back into my room.
If you're gonna smoke a cigarette, you gotta smoke outside.
It's not for me. I don't smoke.
Bruh, I know what you're doing.
I asked for the room with no bird.
We have to have a bird in every room.
That was not made clear to me
earlier. Well, Bertha brought back about 24 birds, and they fight with each other, so we have to have one in every room. They don't get along.
Okay. Oh shoot! Here comes my girl now.
Oh, she's pretty.
Hi, baby.
Hi, honey. What's with the no smoking sign?
I'm working on that. You look.
I get you once a year. Yes. I like that with a pack of cigarettes.
I brought them.
There they are.
Marlboro Reds.
There you go. Put those away. You can't smoke in here.
I can hold them out, can't I?
Okay.
Who's he?
He works here. Baby, I've missed you.
I've missed you so much.
Is that a wedding ring you're wearing?
It's not.
I don't believe you.
It's because I'm lying. It's a wedding ring I'm wearing. I'm wedded since last we saw each other. That doesn't change our yearly affair.
No, it does for me.
Why? You have a whole life without me. You visit me once a year.
That was the way I liked it. Through your little cage.
It can still be that way.
But now I know you're with someone else, and that makes me feel weird.
We broke up.
Oh. Okay, come on in the room.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Smoky in here.
Jesus Christ. Baby, keep getting undressed.
Okay. Got a lot of layers.
Yes,
on.
Hello.
Complimentary beef plate and champagne.
Where's the beef?
I ordered no beef.
I understand. Complimentary beef plate and champagne.
Where's the beef?
What's a bird doing in here?
I also ordered no bird.
Yeah, well, we got to put this other bird in here. Careful, separate them. They will fight.
Oh, Jesus. They're attacking my girlfriend.
Right, I got to get out of here.
No, but you stay. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, oh, here comes dogs now. Gotta shut this door.
Oh, I think you're out of ice.
They're too strong. Baby.
Baby.
You okay?
My eyes are pretty bloody.
You don't have, they're out of your sockets.
Oh, no. Oh, dang it.
Are you kidding me?
Darlene, I know you're in there. Just open the door. Honey, we've been married for less than a year. I can't believe I found you here.
Is this your husband?
No.
Please just open the door.
Yes, yes, no.
Jesus.
Come on, please, honey. Just, oh.
What the? You hate birds. You wouldn't let us get a bird.
I asked my eyeballs out, honey. I'm not having a great day.
I see. I can't believe you can't. Let me call 911.
Thank you.
Yeah, hold on. Who's this guy?
Who's?
Oh, an old friend.
I'm just.
What's the name?
Just a friend.
Just a friend. German?
That's right.
This is fucked up.
Can somebody help me smush these back in?
Hold on, honey. They're on their way.
I knew something was fishy in room 112.
Your birds are what were fishy.
No, no, no. You got more than two guests in here.
No, he just showed up.
Oh, yeah, sure. He just showed up. They always just showed up.
Is there a problem? Uh-oh.
You're out of line.
Dying. Who let the birds hang out together?
I know what you're doing.
Somebody's got to put that girl's eyes back in her head.
Well, that's a big problem we got on our hands. We also got sniggerettes, I'll say right over here.
What'd you call them?
Sniggerettes. No smoking in here, genius.
We didn't smoke.
And
we
you got your little whore's eyes bleeding.
She's my
out.
Girlfriend. She also happens to be a married woman now, and she has no eyes.
Oh, here, I'll put it back in. There. One did.
Well, that was a good job.
Get your hands off of her.
They're clean hands. I washed my hands.
You got a hickey on your neck?
It's all over
you. It's not a hickey. It's a bed bug bite.
Oh, okay.
See? Don't you?
No, I guess we just wait for the 911.
No, we don't just wait. No, I use this moment to say something I've been meaning to say to all of you.
Oh, great.
To everybody here, you've ruined.
You got a little booger in your nose.
I got it.
Don't get your hands off of me.
You did get it.
The one special day of the year I look forward to. I'm going to place this pillow over your head, darling. Shh. Hush. Everybody just shut up.
Okay.
I don't think that's right.
Just watch me do this.
This is not right.
Hey, y'all.
I did love her, but with those eyes out.
I put one of them back in.
Yeah. Y'all. If the cops come, this dead body is only one of our worries.
What's the other?
Because there's a bird code in this state that we've been flagrantly breaking. And there's a beef code that we've also been breaking.
The
beef?
I could take a couple of the birds.
You should probably also take your dead wife.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and this
is before they show up.
I feel real bad about that.
And this isn't a bed bug bite. This is a hickey from my sister.
All right, police are here.
Oh, shit.
Police are here.
We're the police.
Come here,
we
know what you're doing.
I got the bird. I got this bird.
Bye, bye, bye.
All right. You answer some questions. I'm going to put my gun.
And just up the road a piece, don't you know? San Diego way. A honeymoon couple have somehow ventured out of their hotel room finally. They stroll along the boardwalk discussing their wedding reception from a few days ago. Eventually, they stop at several vendors along the sidewalk selling art, homemade food, handcrafted items, books, music.
No, I'm serious. You look more beautiful than you've ever looked.
No, you look more handsome than you've ever looked.
No, look at me, Cheryl. Look at me. I swear to God, like, I'm not kidding. Like, this morning you looked really beautiful, and right now you look more beautiful than you've ever looked.
God, Mikey.
This is crazy.
It's the San Diego sun. I swear to God, it's the San Diego sun.
I think it's wherever you are.
Oh, my God, I'm Mikey. Serious. I'm serious. Diego, oh, look. Diego, Diego.
Look, baby.
Oh. Snow
cones. Snow cones.
Can I help you, son?
Yes. Yes, good man. You can. We would love.
It's okay, babe.
We would love, darling, what flavor would you like?
What flavor?
We got two flavors. We got orange and diet.
I guess we'll have two oranges.
Did you hear how she said that? Two oranges. She's like a poet. Everywhere
do you want four oranges or just two?
Just two.
Just two.
Ice.
That's Mrs. Mendelsohn to you.
We're out of ice, so I just got to give you the syrup.
Okay. Just syrup in a little cup.
It's hot. It's hot. Careful.
No, we'll pass.
Thank you. It's like even in those moments, you make these decisions, baby, that like.
I just try to follow my gut, babe.
You have the best gut.
And you know what? When I saw your dad dancing on the dance floor, I had this glimpse of what our future is going to be. And I'm still going to be really into you.
I want to be a dad, by the way.
Hi there, folks.
Oh.
Would you like your beloved's name engraved on a grain of rice? Really?
Yeah.
You would?
Absolutely. That's amazing.
Wow. So.
His name is Mikey. Mikey Mendelsohn.
And
this is Cheryl Mendelsohn.
Can we just say Mike or like?
I'd like it to be. No, his given name is Mikey.
What about just an M? I mean. Oh, man.
Are you okay?
Okay. Nobody said yes before. All right. I have all these grains of rice.
You know, we don't have
carving tools. No. We said we'd do it.
Let go of my wrist, sir.
Stay here. You stay here.
You're so
Mikey.
Strong,
thank you.
Mikey. Okay.
M-Y-K-Y.
All right. Okay, I've already cut this grain of rice in half. I was trained for this. It was about 3 years ago, though, so okay. It's...
We're newlyweds. So, okay. Oh, you could just do one that says newlyweds or okay. Our wedding date.
Jesus. Jesus, that's long. What was your wedding date?
It was March 26th, 2018.
Okay. Only the best date ever.
3/26/18. Can that's we do right. It without the slashes or do you think you would be clear if it was just the numbers?
I think it would look sort of... bad without the okay. Hyphens because it could look like a serial number.
She's a tastemaker.
I'm a tastemaker.
Hyphens, that's what they're called.
Do you want to see my Instagram?
Sure.
Here it is. 22,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's done.
A lifestyle stuff.
I married up. I married up for sure.
He's got 10,000 followers. We'll see what we can do about that.
I just want to be clear. It's a grain of rice. It's just really small. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like the guy across the way has, you can get a photo taken and, you know.
Oh, let's go do that.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank God.
Hold on. Before we go any further, I am.
What, babe?
I need to tell you, when you were, when you threw the bouquet the other night, your arms went up into the air and it was like you were in like slow motion. And as your hands were right above your head, I looked at you and I was like. She's reaching for the heavens, and yes. I.
And when I reach for the heavens, do you know what I got?
What?
I got you.
Sure.
I got you, Mike.
Let's get our pictures taken.
Hey, or a caricature.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
We're the Mendelsohns.
Oh, you look like the Mendelsohns.
She's Cheryl.
Hi,
Mikey.
Cheryl.
Hi.
Wow. So, we could do a photograph.
Where's your camera?
Well, here's the thing. It's not so. It's a. How about we do a picture that I draw?
Why do you have cats in your pocket?
It's a cat. It's one cat in my pocket.
Mikey,
it's okay.
No. I usually do photographs, and I'm a great photographer. But today I've got
a
special.
He's changing.
What? No.
What's happening to you?
What?
There's more than one cat in your pocket, sir.
And your eyes are...
There's two cats. I lied.
Your eyes are becoming bloodshot right before our very eyes.
I'm just a little nervous.
What's happening, Mikey?
Listen, just sit down really quick. Sit down.
Okay, oh, we're sitting.
Thank God. Okay, act like you're getting your pictures drawn.
What?
Just do it.
Smile, baby.
Okay. Smile.
All right. Good.
Wait. Wait, why did you get freaked out when that cop walked by?
I'm not freaked out.
What are we?
Just sit there.
Are we accessories?
I don't know. Officer? Officer?
Shut up, yeah. Bitch.
Officer.
Shut up.
What the?
Sit there.
Do not you call my husband a bitch.
I'm not a bitch.
Not you, your husband.
I know.
She said that.
Yes,
somebody
officer.
Call me?
Officer,
No.
Over here. Officer, hi.
Hello.
Hi, we just got married.
We love San Diego. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that a cat?
Yes.
Whereas a cat cannot be on the boardwalk.
I don't have any cats.
He's got two.
There's no cats in my pockets.
All right. I'm going to go on break. What? All right. I'm going to go on a 15.
Officer.
Yeah.
You didn't fix the cat thing.
Huh?
It's union break. You should take a break. He looks tired.
Look, no cats could be on the boardwalk, all right?
We agree.
That's what we're saying.
This man is asking us to take a picture, and then he was pushing us, and there's cats in his
pockets. And he called me a bitch.
Call me husband a bitch.
Look, if there's cats on the boardwalk, it's a death penalty in San Diego. All right?
Yeah, okay, that's what we're saying. Listen, my Mikey, wife, who I love. What, baby?
I don't want him to die.
Okay. There are,
Mikey,
no
just
cats.
Do this right, Mikey. Just do this right, Mikey.
There are no cats. You have a good break, officer.
I gotta take this break. All right?
Baby, this is an important issue.
Bye.
We're both gonna die one day.
What?
I know you don't believe that, and like I love that about you. But like one day
I've got it! I got it! I did it! I did it! Mikey Mendelsohn, 3/26/18.
Where did it?
Where is it?
Oh. Wait, you just
where it, I had it.
I think it fell out over there.
Okay, don't
wait, there are pelicans.
You guys have to sit still. I can't.
Get away, pelicans! Get away, you sons of bitches! Oh, they love rice. They love rice, these pelicans. Oh, God. Oh, my handiwork.
That was from the Amazon.
All right. You guys were moving around quite a bit, so this picture's a little squiggly.
We don't want it, sir.
Well, it looks just like me.
No, it was these two.
Oh.
It's two people. It's two people.
It does kind of look like him.
That's weird. It looks just like him, and he's holding rice.
It's both of you two, and you owe me for this caricature.
No, it's him and a grain of rice.
It's a caricature of you guys.
So which one of us is the rice?
What are you talking about?
One of them is a piece of rice and one of them is him. So
no,
which one
this
are
is
we?
A picture. You are this nice, slender, thin, straight-lined one. And you're the squiggly guy.
Oh, I'm the rice.
No, it's you. It's not rice.
How much?
$20.
$20. $20. Okay.
We will die.
Mikey, we're not going to die.
Someday we will.
In our vows, you promised to love me forever, and forever is eternal, and forever doesn't have a death.
Can we work out a payment plan? Business has been a little slow.
And if you don't believe in death, you never die.
This painting is not for you. This is them. You can't have it.
We don't want it.
I want. I'll give you $20 for it.
I'm just gonna tear it up.
Oh no!
I don't want to keep fighting about this. Actually, it's not even a fight. It's a discussion.
It's not a fight.
Okay, but
why did you call it a fight?
I didn't. No.
Why did you call it a fight?
I didn't mean to. Baby.
So now we're fighting. Okay.
Papusas.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Authentic San Diego papusas.
Let me twirl my girl. Woo!
Oh, I'm gonna live forever.
Dos, por favor.
Dos papusas, you say?
Sí.
Oh, really?
Two
papusas.
Yes.
Okay.
And can we have a veggie and a chicken?
A veggie and a chicken. Okay.
My girl keeps me healthy. She keeps me healthy.
That's what's that.
Okay. Well, first I'm going to have to make the...
Oh.
All right. The tortilla-like thing. It's not a tortilla because... Yes.
It's dough.
Okay. Let me work on it. Nobody's ever ordered one before, so...
Okay. San Diego.
This is going to be weird, Cheryl. But I did a little something.
Mikey.
I did a little
Mikey.
Tiny thing.
Did you do a Mikey? Did you pull a Mikey?
I did a little thing.
Hey, Cheryl, we're here to say this day is for you.
No, thank you.
Keep going, guys.
We love you, and we wanted to.
Okay, it's sweet. It's weird that it's all my
love to you.
All my ex-boyfriends are here.
Make love to you.
We've all loved you at some point, Cheryl. Yes.
In and out.
But one of you is my husband, and that's Mikey.
Make love to you.
Let me know if you want the coleslaw and the hot sauce on it.
Absolutely.
Because,
make love
Jesus.
To you.
Now,
Roger's got his personal verse about the first time you guys met.
When I saw your feet, I thought to myself, how neat.
How Thanks, neat.
Raj. I like your long toes and the way they hooked on the ground.
The ground.
I like the way your knees slapped around town.
Around town.
But I love you more than I know, and I want you to leave your husband forever and
no,
be with me.
Roger,
forever.
Roger,
come on, dude.
Make love to you. Right here in San Diego. Make love to you.
All right, Tyler, take it away, boy.
Let go.
All right, Tyler's got a.
Thanks, babe.
Got his
we
own
can,
little
we
verse.
Can be done now.
No, we're almost done. Okay. All these men have loved you, baby.
This feels aggressive. All my exes.
But you haven't heard Tyler's.
This is
verse.
More like a taco. I hope that's cool.
It's even quite like a taco. This is just some ingredients.
Soft dough.
It's a piece of bread with some coleslaw and hot sauce
Thank
on it.
Thank you so much.
Babe, can I at least sing you my verse? So many men have been inside you.
Inside okay. you.
Inside you.
Okay.
So many men excite you.
Excite okay. you.
Nothing wrong with that.
You chose me.
Yeah.
And I feel good.
Feel so good.
Good.
We're gonna live forever. We're gonna never die.
Well,
we're gonna live forever.
Baby, put the gun away.
Death isn't real.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Okay. Sure. I tried my best to make a good pupusa.
Put the gun down.
Make love to you.
I did it! Oh, yes! Oh, check out my handiwork. And I've got this grain of rice right between these tweezers.
Wait, it says Catman.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. It's for you guys. Catman.
Wait a second. I'm Catman.
No, this is for them.
No, but give me that.
No, they asked to have their name engraved to preserve their honeymoon.
Yeah,
right
here
on this grain of rice.
Everyone on this boardwalk knows I'm Catman.
He's got cats in his pocket.
Here. Yeah, but he denies it.
Well, not only when cops are around.
Catman.
He's on break.
And Rice Guy,
gonna make love
to you.
Catman
and Rice Guy,
gonna make love to you.
I like that gun, baby.
Thank you, babe. Your dad gave it to me.
Hey, babe. Happy marriage.
Happy marriage forever.
Maybe not. Maybe you'll break up and fuck me.
Roger.
All right.
I'm not gonna... I'm over Roger.
Oh, yes. Say it ain't so. Another wonderful episode of Alchemy This. Let's go around and thank our alchemists and see what's going on in their neck of the woods. James Heaney.
That's me.
Talk to me, Pappy.
Oh, jeez. I'm just keeping on doing that YouTube thing. The
right,
real James
sure.
Heaney on YouTube.
How are the t-shirts coming along?
Well, I haven't printed them.
Weird.
But I'm still accepting money for it.
Right. Well, that's the American way.
Yep.
Nice work. So check you out on the YouTubes.
Yep. The real James Heaney.
Oh, nicely done. Vinish, you had a hell of a week.
Heck of a week.
Oh, man. My.
Coming out for air, we had Adam Sandler at Dynasty Typewriter for 4 nights, and it was so dreamy.
Shot for a Netflix special, I believe.
That's right, honey.
Yeah.
It was a dream, and we've got so much other wonderful things on the schedule. You can check it out at dynastytypewriter.com.
Oh, so very exciting. It's one of the great theaters in Los Angeles,
thank you
for all that you and Jamie Flam do.
Anytime. Thank you for your support.
All righty. Joey Greer.
Holla.
What the hell?
Check me out at Westside Comedy Theater, Bear Supply, Pretty Pretty Pony with these motherfuckers.
Yes, well, honey.
Check it out.
Okay, people don't know where you're pointing.
That's theater of the mind, right?
That's what I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
Where you're eating in that.
Yeah.
Who are the motherfuckers in question?
Hone that mime. It seemed like you were pointing at Chris Alvarado and Vanessa.
I was.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
When is the next Pretty Pony, by the way?
First Monday. Every month. At 10 o'clock.
Nicely done.
And then Bear Supply, second and fourth Wednesday at 9.
WestsideComedy.com. Westside is the calendar.
Right. And I'm in that. James Heaney's in that.
Yeah, well, don't brag about it.
The Bear Supply.
Yeah, and Bear Supply.
Just go make your shirts.
So is Raph.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Raphael.
Uh-huh. Burrito. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll get to him. Craig Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter. Also listen to the Craigslist podcast with this guy.
Who is he pointing at?
Pointing at himself. Oh, yeah. Definitely pointing at himself. Mm-hmm.
Not about selling your old shit. It's about movies.
Nice. That's good news. Because they did some made some changes to the other Craigslist.
That's right. I've made no changes to mine.
None
it's just my 100 favorite movies.
Sure.
None of which star Adam Sandler.
Do you remember number 17?
Sure. I believe it's The Apartment.
Correct.
Oh.
I have a list in front of me.
Oh, how did you get that?
It's a little weird.
You son of a bitch.
You're not wrong. Let's slide on over to Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on Joey's back.
That's sure. right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, just on westsidecomedy.com, actually. And I perform there a lot. I teach there, I bartend there. A lot of us spend our time there. It's a great place.
It is truly a great place. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I hope that you don't miss this opportunity. We don't know when this is, what the air date is.
We don't.
But, you know, you had a little something special, and I would like to to congratulate you on that, on your
Simpsons appearance. Oh, you're a damn fine fella.
I mean, that's really awesome, and we're also proud of you. We love you.
Season 29, episode 13, if you want to go through the archives of over 600 shows.
I've been starting from the beginning, so I'll get to it. Yeah. I've heard
thank
it's good.
You. Please be seated. Let's go around and thank Rafael.
Brito, Brito!
Brito!
Yeah, that's him.
What a dream, though.
And Doug Boehm, our engineer.
Ow! Thank you, Doug.
Love him so. All the folks at How Stuff Works, the wonderful network that's allowed us into the studio yet again. Joke's on them, I think. Mm-hmm. All right. Write to us, won't you please, at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. yournamehere@alchemythis.com. We'd love to hear from you. Subscribe. Write a review, damn it. Let people know. Tell everyone you've ever met. That's all we're asking.
Not much.
I don't think it's too much.
No.
We love you so, and we'll see you next time. Until then, and as always, how can be this?